The Three Bears.
Three bears live in the woods. They are Papa Bear, Mama Bear, and Baby Bear. The three bears live in a nice house. It has a kitchen where the bears eat. It has a living room where the bears sit and read. It has a bedroom where the bears sleep. One day, Mama Bear cooks lunch, but the food is too hot to eat. So, the three bears go for a walk before they eat. That same day, a girl is walking in the woods. Her name is Goldilocks. Goldilocks is hungry. She is also tired from walking. Goldilocks sees the house in the woods. It looks like a nice house. She wants to see who lives there. Maybe the people in the house will give her food. Maybe they will let her rest there. Goldilocks knocks on the door, but no one comes. Goldilocks pushes on the door. It opens. She goes into the house. In the kitchen, Goldilocks sees three bowls of food. She is hungry. She says,
"Maybe I can eat just a little. The people will not mind."
Goldilocks tries the first bowl. The food is too hot. She does not like it. She tries the second bowl. The food is too cold. She does not like it. She tries the third bowl. The food is good. Goldilocks likes it very much. She eats all of the food in the third bowl. In the living room, Goldilocks sees three chairs. Her feet hurt from walking. She says,
"Maybe I can sit down for a few minutes. The people will not mind."
A big book is on the first chair. Goldilocks puts the book on the floor. Then she tries the chair. The first chair is too tall. Goldilocks does not like it. A medium book is on the second chair. Goldilocks puts the book on the floor. Then she tries the chair. The second chair is too wide. Goldilocks does not like it. A small book is on the third chair. Goldilocks puts the book on the floor. Then she tries the chair. The third chair is good. Goldilocks likes it. She sits down, but the chair breaks. In the bedroom, Goldilocks sees three beds. She is tired. She says,
"Me maybe I can lie down for a few minutes. The people will not mind.
Goldilocks tries the first bed. It is a big bed, but it is too hard. She does not like it. Goldilocks tries the second bed. It is a medium bed, but it is too soft. She does not like it. Goldilocks tries the third bed. It is a small bed, but it is good. Goldilocks likes it very much. She lies down and closes her eyes. Soon, Goldilocks goes to sleep. The three bears come home. They go into the kitchen to eat lunch. Papa Bear looks at his bowl. He says,
"Someone ate some of my food."
He is surprised. Mama Bear looks at her bowl. She says,
"Someone ate some of my food."
She is surprised. Baby Bear looks at his bowl. He says,
"Someone ate some of my food. In fact, they ate it all. My bowl is empty."
He is not happy. The three bears go into the living room. Papa Bear sees his book on the floor. He says,
"Someone sat on my chair."
He is surprised. Mama Bear sees her book on the floor. She says,
"Oh, someone sat on my chair."
She is surprised. Baby Bear sees his book on the floor. He says,
"Someone sat on my chair. In fact, they were too big. My chair is broken."
He is not happy. The three bears go into the bedroom. Papa Bear looks at his bed. He says,
"Someone got in my bed."
He is surprised. Mama Bear looks at her bed. She says,
"Someone got in my bed."
She is surprised. Baby Bear looks at his bed. He says,
"Someone got in my bed. Look, someone is still there. A girl is in my bed."
He is not happy. Baby Bear goes to the bed. He says to the girl,
"Hey, wake up."
Goldilocks opens her eyes. She sees unhappy Baby Bear. She sees unhappy Mama Bear and Papa Bear, too. She is scared. Goldilocks jumps out of the bed. Before the bears can say a word, Goldilocks goes out the window. Then she runs away into the woods. Baby Bear looks at Mama Bear and Papa Bear. He asks,
"Who was that?"
The three bears never see Goldilocks again.